Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Good morning, Northern Nevada. It is live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Good morning, John.
How are you?
Well, you know, it's Saturday. It's early. I can't complain. It's a week.
I am just full of monkeypox today.
What? For some reason, I don't see you getting monkeypox, especially because I know your wife.
It has gotten to the point, though, where I have to call the CDC and Governor Sisolak to make sure it's all right to get out of my bed in the morning. That's actually my top story today.
Is it?
Yeah, on the news and comment.
Well, we're going to have lots of that for sure.
So today, Jimmy Beans Wool, Rick Canale, Remax Gold, Wellness Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
A car detailing expert here in town, Danny Tarkanian. The Carson Valley Spectacular, we're talking truck and tractor pulling, and Jennifer Rogers, Platinum Wealth, Junkie Clothing Exchange. They call it that, but it's a lot more than a clothing exchange.
Oh, it sure is.
And Jessica and Schneider. Yeah,
she's going to be in here with us. That's going to be a hoot. And it's going to be an awesome morning right here. I want to remind everybody to go and download our free app in your Android or Apple store. If you haven't downloaded that yet, you can take us along with you. You might have got the text I just sent out earlier saying that we're going live. So make sure you join us. 775-884-9910 is our phone number. Please, if you have any questions, comments, or just, you know, you want to say something, as long as it's interesting and topical, please give us a call.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some calls, especially for Jennifer, because you ever listen to Dave Ramsey?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... That's how he talks. But he has some great advice, and there are so many people who have money issues. This is my situation now, and how can I make some money with this and that? Jennifer Rogers is the real deal, and I'm looking forward to that for 11 o'clock. So, all right, Jay's eating cold pizza.
Thanks to Valerie Ferrari.
I got my very weak coffee because I run the Keurig thing twice.
Is this like a
I'm cheap.
Yeah, you did. You wanted some of that butter cookie coffee. But here's the thing. We sound like a couple college students, John, waking up on a Saturday morning. Well, yeah, we got coffee, cold pizza.
Oh, man.
Let's have some
fun.
Let's go, Northern Nevada. Let's go.
All right. News and comment. Here we go. Two new monkeypox cases yesterday brings the Washoe County total to 7 so far. Both men are in their 20s and 30s. One had contact with a known case. The other did not. Mm-hmm. Expect more. Mm-hmm. In West Reno, an illegal unattended campfire set off a brush fire in the hills above Collin Ranch late yesterday. The fire department put it out at 3 after it burned a few acres, and they want information about it. You can call 334-2300 with that. Another fire at about the same time scorched part of South Spanish Springs yesterday. It was an 8-acre fire started behind Golden Eagle Park.
Yeah, I was reporting on that yesterday afternoon. I mean, you could see the plume of smoke, especially that one on the Collin fire. But, you know, come on. An illegal fire started up on the hill. I mean, what are people thinking?
The hills get pretty ugly with a lot of garbage and trash. And there was a third fire, smaller fire, that burned on rubbish.
Well, it's
because people dump stuff out in the desert.
Well, the wind blows down that hill.
Yeah.
And this is what happened when those power lines sparked that fire over there in Collin Ranch area a couple years back.
Yep.
You know, it just blows it down the hill. There's nothing you can do.
A bus driver shortage may be to blame for the Washoe County School District to suspend bus transportation to students on a rotating basis. The buses for one of the 5 service areas will not run for a whole week. Then the next week, another area will get the same stoppage. This starts Monday. If your kids are left without rides for a week, the school district is offering cash back, 62.5 cents a mile. You go to their website, fill out a form, and get a check in 3 weeks. Buses for special ed students will still run as usual. Parents can only get the money for trips to and from school. And I'm hoping all the families in a route that doesn't go for a week get notified ahead of time.
You know, it's interesting because my kids just signed up. They're going to be going to Damani. Mm-hmm. And I'm about as far away from Damani, I think, as you can get without going to the Galena district. And it's not going to be easy for me to get my kids there every morning, but I'm going to have to because I don't get a bus.
I've been here most of my life. I've never heard of buses stopping transportation.
I've never heard that
on a
life.
Rotating weekly basis, pick and choose different routes. Oh, my
God. They're going to have charter buses, too, which is another way. I mean, it's almost going to be like going to school is going to be like going to work for Panasonic now. Just go meet somebody in a parking lot.
Well, they'll pay for the miles to the parents, but how many parents are available to take their kids to the school?
And how long before multiple parents are dipping on that? I mean, listen, when's that fraud going to happen?
Don't piss me off. Come on.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Troy Driver, the man charged with kidnapping and killing 18-year-old Naomi Irion, will be getting a competency hearing. A judge ordered the hearing in Lyon County District Court to determine if he's competent to stand trial. His lawyers say he can't be tried in Lyon County because her murder occurred in Churchill County, and Naomi's body was kidnapped in Lyon County.
This is just ridiculous.
Can't they figure this out?
Yeah, they've got to.
Her body was found buried in March. Are some parents telling their kids who were at the campground party where Kylie Rodney disappeared not to talk to investigators? That's what some people are telling police. 16-year-old Kylie and her car are still missing. Few clues so far. Police say they've received reports of several adults telling teens who attended the party not to talk. The Placer County Sheriff's Office needs that information. They say they will not arrest or hold anybody accountable for illegal underage drinking and drugs that they know occurred.
That's what I was just going to say. It must be that, and there must have been like a liaison parent or something that doesn't want to get in trouble.
200 to 300 kids. Of course, something like that.
That was a rave. That's not a party.
Placer County deputies will be out searching for a body this weekend in a wider area around the Prosser family campground. But Nevada County deputies have been moved to another case. A couple from California who went missing after traveling to hot August nights. Now here's the story on that. On August 7th, 36-year-old Juan Zavala and 29-year-old Jeanette Pantoja left Yuba City, telling family they were going to Reno for hot August nights, Sunday, August 7th, and returning the same night. Their last cell phone pings were detected in Nevada County. They were driving a blue 2002 Ford Explorer. I don't know. That is a long drive to go to hot August nights on its last day, which wasn't even a full day of events.
Yeah.
That's an 8.5-hour drive from Yuba City. Why would they? I'm not questioning the people, possible victims here, but that's really weird to me. Unless they left at 3 a.m. and could enjoy some of the morning
is
events.
Is it really 8 hours away?
Yuba 8.5 hours, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I have to preface the way I drive.
Yeah, you must go to Nevada City.
I'm the only one who doesn't.
I was going to say, I swear I got there, man, in like 3 hours.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, that's me. Hey, give me a break. I'm 68 years old.
Oh, hold on. This is bike. This is on your bike.
No,
right?
It's not on my bike. Oh, get this, folks. There's going to be no special election to fill a Reno councilwoman's seat. Starting Monday, the city of Reno will be accepting applications to fill Councilwoman Neoma Jardin's Ward 5 seat, and city council will pick the person on its own.
Does it have to be a councilwoman, or can it be a councilman?
It can be either, but the council is picking the person. A lot of people saw this coming.
So the elected officials are electing now?
Picking from applicants. Neoma Jardin is resigning to head a Reno nonprofit. The city says the reason for no special election is that it would have to wait until after the general election in January. They don't say why. And that would leave Ward 5 without their council person for 8 months. The city clerk will accept applications to be on the city council for 1 week only, beginning Monday. To apply, you have to live in Ward 5. The winner is going to be named by September 7th.
Are you going to apply, John?
So they give you 1 week to apply, but the winner won't be either chosen or seated till September 7th.
I got to ask this. I mean, how does Walmart decide who's going to be a cashier in more time than they decide who's going to be the new council person? I mean, like, I'm serious. Like, it takes, like, the hiring process at a place now is like 2 weeks, you know? So it's like, how are they going to do that in a week?
You know, people said, when I first heard about Neoma, people said, oh, they're going to pick the person just like they did Devin Reese. You know, they picked him for the city council. Same, but there was no special election or anything like that. Oh, no, though, they won't do that. They're going to do it fair and do the special election. But in the city charter, they can do this. They can have the city council pick the person from applicants. So
there's no wrong way to elect a Reese's.
And finally, this may end up as Reno's wettest August ever.
Yeah.
The Reno has measured over an inch and a half of rain already this month. It's already our second wettest August in history. If we get another tenth of an inch of rain in the next 15 days, very possible, I think, this will be Reno's wettest August ever. The old record was set in 1965.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's it. I'm excited for the rain, John. We do need it. And it's going to keep the fire season down a little bit. But, hey.
Oh, and one more thing. I won $2 in Mega Millions lottery. Please respect our privacy as our family decides how to move forward in this pivotal and exciting time. Thank you.
All right. Well, that being said, we are going to get Wooly here next with Jimmy Beam's Wool. Laura Zander is going to be in here with us live on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
So my doctor suggested I go on a high-fiber diet, and so I went to a yarn store. Jimmy Bean's Wool is the biggest and best yarn store ever. This is a guy talking here. Off Double Diamond Parkway in South Reno, and with us is the originator, the top yarn queen of Reno.
I like that.
Folks, don't turn this off. Yarn is interesting.
Hugh Jackman thinks so.
Hugh Jackman thinks so? This is Laura Zander. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
All right.
How are you going to spin this
what's
yarn,
what's the Hugh
John?
Jackman connection?
Oh, Hugh Jackman knits. His wife is a big knitter. He did a knitting video for us. Years ago.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And Taron Egerton, do you guys remember him from The Kingsman?
Yeah.
And he did Eddie the Eagle, and he did, you know, the Elton John, Rocket Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He did a little bit of knitting for us. Yeah. Very exciting.
I remember when you were small, you were in a different location, and you are like nationwide based in Reno.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start with you. Among the knitters, your place is known as Yarn Heaven. How did the passion for wool and yarn begin?
Oh, man, 20 years ago, Doug, my husband, we were living in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Don't hold that against us. I know.
We
I've seen the bumper stickers, right?
Okay.
So we were engineers, software engineers during that whole bubble, you know, 97, 90, back in the last century. And I took a knitting class, and just it fit my engineering brain. So you'll find a lot of people that knit are type A engineers, doctors, lawyers, you know, just people who can't sit still. That's a big part of it. So there are the artists, there's the artistic side, which I'm not. I'm creative, but I'm more, you know, I like my zeros and ones and grids and spreadsheets. So learned how to knit. We were coming up here all the time. I was knitting, you know, on the drive up here all the time. Eventually we moved up here.
And then your business mind took over.
Yeah.
I mean, did you notice that this area had like not enough yarn?
You know what? I wish I could say that I noticed that, but I didn't. I built a website. When we first moved up here, I still did software. I built a website for a woman in Placerville that hand dyed yarn. And she said, you should open a yarn shop. There's nothing up here. Like, there's nothing around. And I'm like, come on.
Market vacancy. There you
go. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So we opened in Truckee. I built a site for her. She traded me for yarn. I built a site for a guy who made espresso carts. He traded me for an espresso cart. So we started with Jimmy Beans. The Beans is coffee. Jimmy's my nickname.
I was going to ask you who Jimmy Beans was.
Yeah, so Jimmy's me. It's what my husband's always called me. And there's a long story after that. But the Beans was the coffee, which we thought was going to be the part that stuck. We were in downtown Truckee, and then the wool, obviously, is the yarn. And then we expanded to Reno. So we started in Truckee, 500 square feet, expanded to Reno a couple years later, closed Truckee, moved full-time to Reno, we've been in multiple locations, and now we've finally bought a building. And
speaking of expanded, how big is the place now?
We've had the same size for the last 10 years, so it's about 20,000 square feet.
How many colors of yarn?
Oh, what a great... So we, in the last couple years, we actually also bought one of our suppliers. So now we have a factory down in Fort Worth.
Oh my gosh.
In Texas. I was there last week. And we dye 2,000 colors.
Whoa.
So 2,000 different colors down there.
There are that many.
Oh, yeah.
Do people say to you, Laura, of all things, why the yarn business?
I say that to myself every day. Yeah, Doug says that. I mean, on our list of top 100 careers we could never imagine, like, this wasn't even on the list. I mean, I'm a tomboy. I'm like, you know, we're super outdoorsy. I'm not very crafty. I mean, I like it. And I love to knit, and I love the yarn, and I love the fiber. But I think what has really been fun for the last 20 years are the people. So meeting all different kinds of people.
And you're a national operation.
Yes.
Operating out of Reno. You take orders.
Global.
You take orders from where?
All over the world. I mean, 100 different countries. We now we have some patents. We have multiple different brands, multiple different companies. So we do work. I'm in China a fair bit. I'm in Vietnam. I'm in India, Texas, you know, all different countries.
You're everywhere.
Yeah. But it's been 20 years, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're getting out there. Well, if folks are just tuning in, we're hanging out talking with Laura Zander of Jimmy Beans Wool right now. If you have any questions or comments for her, 775-884-9910 is our number. But let me ask you this, Laura. I've never actually been to Jimmy Beans Wool, so I need to come down and check it out because I love coffee. I know. It's okay. Well, you know what? This is the thing. This is why this show's happening.
Yeah.
We like to expose people to, you know, new things.
And we say, come down. You just buy something. We don't care what you do with it.
Right.
Right. So you don't have to know how to knit. You can just buy stuff.
Let's
That's
be
fine
honest.
Too.
Is it 95% women? And...
Totally.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm kind of taken right now, so I can't.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I shouldn't go there. But anyway, let me ask you this, though, because obviously there's coffee. So you can go there, you can buy coffee. Can you actually have it there?
Not anymore.
Oh,
so now,
okay.
No, so we got rid of the coffee in the beginning. The yarn just took over. Like it was, I know, it was crazy. So we sold the espresso cart. We still sell coffee.
Okay.
But it's just the beans.
Has yarn changed over the years?
Oh, totally.
I mean, how can it?
Absolutely. Like the dyeing techniques. I mean, anything. I mean, if you think about technology, right? So originally, you know, you shear a sheep. Let's say we're talking about wool. Obviously, now there are all different kinds of blends. I mean, you make yarn out of bamboo. You can make yarn out of, obviously, silk, flax, linen, all kinds of natural and not natural man-made products. But so there's that side of it. But then the other side, you know, back in the day, you would shear the sheep. You know, you'd spin it. You'd knit with it. Maybe you would dye it. Now they have factories where you can dye it where every centimeter is like a different color and you can put patterns into it so you can make like a Fair Isle project without having to do Fair Isle because the yarn does all the color changing for you. So there's all kinds of cool technology. And, you know, I was just in Peru a couple months ago.
On yarn business,
visiting our mill. Yeah.
She was knitting for those people up at Machu Picchu.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. we were up there, and to see the innovation that the mills, like the way they put yarn together, they've, you know, invented ways to like blow air into the yarn and the yarn construction to make it lighter and less itchy. You know, it's a big deal.
Just ease people's minds, Laura. It's not a bunch of like
8 and 12-year-olds or something working in a huge factory doing stuff. In
oh, my God. No, not at all.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to make sure. You were down there. You saw it.
Yeah, no. And, you know, that's why I spend time in China and Vietnam as well, as we go to every factory that we work with. And, you know,
and that's not happening there either.
Not where we work.
That's awesome.
It's all small family-owned businesses, which is fascinating to me.
Yarn isn't just for grandmas and cats.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because what my thought was that, okay, so you have coffee, and I'm like thinking, if there's cat bars now where you can go and pet a cat and drink coffee,
yarn.
Right, you can. You can pay to play with a cat and have coffee. Why can't you have coffee and have a bunch of, like, people come in and do yarn?
Totally.
Who would that be?
Absolutely.
And you can take home, almost like Picasso and wine, you know,
exactly.
You go there, you have some coffee, you knit something and take it home.
And we have that. So we have knit nights.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We
knit
have
nights. Okay.
Knit
Dude,
nights where awesome. Women come in. They tend to drink wine instead of coffee. So it's like the, you know, the Picasso thing. We have what's called a yarn crawl coming up in a month. So we'll probably have 10,000 women come into Reno, and they're going to visit their 9 different yarn shops in the area. And so they're going to hop from, you know, it's like a bar crawl, only they're driving and they're not drunk.
I miss all grandmas all the time knitting with yarn, always. Who's knitting now? What age?
It's grandmas.
Very trendy.
Every grandma knitted with yarn.
So if you look at fashion, which I know you guys do all the time, so next time you open, like, Vogue, when you get home, mm-hmm. look, and you're going to see a lot of knitwear. So there's tons of crochet out there. You know, the celebrities are wearing it. So it's a very – there's a ton of 20-something.
I would like to have kids taught to crochet.
Mm-hmm.
It would keep them out of a lot of trouble.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
And it'd be funny to look at.
My kid loves to crochet. She sews and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to ask you this, though.
See, you should buy her a gift certificate.
Well, no, I'm not even joking. I literally am going to bring her to this place.
Please
no,
do.
I swear to you, Laura, I will.
Yeah.
You will see me in the next, I bet, week.
Okay.
But I want to ask you this, because John keeps alluding to all these grandmas that keep coming in. How many shades of gray yarn?
That's
do you
my
have?
People, Jim.
About 50.
Are there 50 shades of gray yarn?
Yes.
Are you serious? How
no,
could there be 50 shades?
Well,
in front of your place is a yarn library.
Yes.
What is that?
Oh, that's, you know, you've seen, like, book libraries where lending libraries, you know, somebody will have a little thing. And so it's the same thing. So when you bring your daughter out there, it's just yarn you can take. And then the idea is, if you have any extra yarn that you're not using, then you stick it in the
it's
library.
Like those
and
book boxes.
Exactly. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And we're
going to
have a guy on a little bit later. He at 10 o'clock, he does the karma boxes around town.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty
exactly.
much the same thing.
Well, I'm so glad you're here, because my mom had a yard stash.
Really?
A yard stash. Ladies have yard stashes.
Yes. Sometimes whole rooms.
That's right. And mm-hmm. I'll come
grandma's
by.
Grandma's with stashes? No way.
In November.
I'm coming by just to buy knitting needles so I could use a manche. That's just me.
What?
By the way, have knitting needles changed?
We invented some knitting needles. We got a patent on them, actually. And they're changing and evolving, and technology, you know, is making them. The ones that we created have 1-inch markings on them. So every inch is, like, dyed a different color.
And you could personalize them?
Well, we don't personalize them, but they're tape measures, right? So it's if you are knitting and you need to know, you know, it's common to be like, okay, after you've knit 1 inch, do XYZ. So now by having these smart sticks, you always have a tape measure and you never have to get
out. That's right, John. It's for measuring. It's not just because it's June.
And finally, you have a yarn crawl.
Yes.
Coming.
Yep.
What is what when where what is
Yeah,
that's yarn crawl.
The yarn crawl, that's the event that we've got September 15th, you know, open to the public. There are going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of knitters and crocheters descending on the area to visit the different yarn shops in the area. All kinds of prizes and, you know, games, and every day there'll be something new and interesting.
Well, maybe me and John can show up and you'll have a couple nitwits there.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Nitwits.
Exactly.
Get me a knitting needle for this guy.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
And you teamed up with UNR.
We did. That has been really fun. So UNR, I don't know if you guys know this, but they got some pretty smart people over there. And one guy basically invented a new breed of sheep that creates.
What?
Yes. And so they have these sheep and down in Eureka. And so they have a whole flock of them. And so we sheared the sheep. They sheared the sheep for us, and we bought all the tops. And it's this super, super, he genetically engineered the super soft yarn.
Oh, my God.
So
you've got to show
it
to me when I come in.
It's called Reno Rafter, and we took it, and then we shipped it down to Texas where our team is, and we dyed it up, and then we sell it. Sandoval, he's got a sweater out of it. He's got some stuff out of it. Yeah.
Well, we got to wrap you up. Give us your location where people can go today.
Absolutely.
And look at the thousands of different types of yarn.
Yeah, we got 15,000 different products. It's called, our location is 891 Trademark. It's right across from the new DMV.
By Double Diamond Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's over in that area across from the new DMV. You can find us at jimmybeanswool.com. You can also find us at delaq.com. We make handbags.
Well, thank you, Laura. People do not talk enough about yarn.
I thought it was going to be a little bit of a yawn to talk about yarn, but it wasn't at all. It wasn't. No,
is
Laura,
this the dad joke show?
We'll never see her again now.
I work with John Potter. Didn't you know what you were coming into, Laura?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Knitting needle. I need one.
Yeah.
It's been fun. That was Laura Zander with Jimmy Beans. We'll go and see her. Of course, we're going to be right back here. We have our local real estate expert with RE/MAX Gold. It's Rick Canale right here next on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Rick has buyers.com on the World Wide Web is where you can find our next guest. He is our local real estate expert, and he's with us each and every Saturday morning at 9:30 on Live and Local with John and Jay. It is 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Welcome in, Rick Canale.
Hey, this is Rick Canale. I'm your home sold guarantee guy, and I guarantee to sell your home at the asking price, or I'll pay the difference. And each Saturday, I love to come on the show and talk about topics related to real estate because I like to see informed buyers and sellers.
Absolutely. So drop some knowledge on us, Rick. What's going on this week?
In the news.
Yes.
Hot. Okay. I, back a couple shows ago, reported that of the homes that sold between July 23rd and July 30th, 54% of them had a price reduction before they sold.
Wow.
Okay. I just did this past week's statistics on that, and out of the 83 homes that sold, 9 sold above. So that means that 74 sold below or at asking price. So that's 89% of them had a price reduction or at asking price.
Wow.
You know, I think the best news, and I saw this yesterday, was that home inventory, homes for sale, over three times the amount of houses we had for sale a year ago today. This is awesome for the buyers to have the selection and also have a little competition going on.
Absolutely, John, you're correct, and thanks for sharing that, because this is turning from a seller's market toward a more balanced market, not necessarily a buyer's market, but because of the mid part of June when we saw everything just kind of come to a halt and everything, people are beginning to recognize that changes need to happen. And so buyers and sellers are recognizing that. And the interesting thing about it is the last 2 years, buyers were afraid to come in and offer at asking price or below. But now we're seeing that agents are becoming more informed and the market's changing. So it's great for buyers. And I'd love to see that, because I love to see people get into homes.
Any good advice for those buyers or even sellers today, Rick?
I've got some great advice. In fact, today I'm going to talk about how to avoid some legal issues, mistakes before you actually list your home.
Some because, can cost a lot of money.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, when you're buying or selling a home, there's many important legal issues that are large and small that you may not even be aware of, but nevertheless are critical and understand. You know, residential real estate is not an uncomplicated process. And when we have such a major investment in transferring a home from one party to another, there's some subtle details to take care of that can turn into major problems if not handled correctly. And these are important considerations that when you're choosing a reputable and experienced professional to represent your best interest. in Northern Nevada, Regional Multiple Listing Service, the NNR MLS we call it, there's a 10-page residential offer and acceptance agreement that addresses these issues and actually protects both the buyer and the seller. And so it's really important to understand the legal ins and outs of this information.
Just 10 pages?
Just 10 pages, yeah.
Well, you say that, but if you got a kid in middle school and they want to go to the SHARE program, there's 40 pages you have to review. So I'm just, it's insane how that goes. But
no, 10 pages, but really critical information.
Yeah,
on
absolutely it is.
Now, I just want to say that I'm not an attorney, but I do offer professional consultation to advise on real estate. And so I do offer my clients information to consult appropriate professionals with questions that include, but not limited to, engineers, surveyors, appraisers, attorneys, lawyers, CPAs, and other professional that are involved in real estate transaction. And these are not limited to, but also include, land use regulations, boundaries, setbacks, square footage issues, physical conditions, tax questions, water rights, very important in Nevada.
Right.
And other things like that. So these are things that we really want the seller to understand. And so I'm going to talk about two of those topics today.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hit us with one. So legal mistakes before you list.
And both of these kind of go around the inspection process, okay? And so the first one I want to talk to you about is the actual physical inspection process. In most of your real estate in the last couple of years, a lot of people were waiving your home inspections, which I would never advise.
Yeah, why would you? Because you could have a cracked foundation or something.
You want to know what you're buying. Right.
Right.
Exactly right. So the clause that we have in our contract basically allows the buyer to rescind their offer if there are some issues and the buyer and seller can't come into agreement about what to do.
Right.
Right. And so it's important, though, that when a person buys a home, that they have that inspection done. And so for the seller, it's really important to know what your home is about. So it's okay, and I actually recommend that you have that inspected on your own so you can begin to fix these repairs and discover if there is any major issue that might come up, because you don't want that to come up when you're in contract.
And later on down.
And the buyer come and say, hey, gosh, I didn't realize that was a problem, and I'm backing away.
Yep, because that's the art of negotiation. Got to do it before the deal's done, not after. So
right, and so these are important issues that we need to bring forth, and so the seller really needs to address these issues.
Right, absolutely. So if someone is now going to sell a house, there's a lot more steps they have to take than they would have, like, let's just say a year ago, is what you're basically saying.
The process of selling a home is quite involved.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like I said, little minutia items that need to be addressed even before you put it listed on the market.
Right.
And so, yes, that's why when people are wanting or talking to their realtor, know and listen to that realtor, because if they're experienced and they've been doing this for a while, they know what to tell you and advise you on, so that you are not going to end up losing thousands of dollars
right.
in the process.
Especially if you get that deep into a contract situation, then that's a lot of time.
Exactly right. And so I appreciate you asking about that. So the second issue I want to talk about is a survey clause.
Okay.
Now, in the inspection process, there's that little line on there that says, do you want to have a survey? And believe it or not, very, very few people are utilizing that survey.
Is this for your land?
For your land.
Well, this is very important, especially if you have a fence that you share with somebody.
precisely. There's a community in Gardnerville that has been known for the land, the fences being off mark. And so one of the properties I had, I actually had they agreed to have a survey done, and they found out that their neighbor's fence was 5 foot over on their property.
Oh.
And it's been that way for years, and they didn't realize it. So we got that corrected so that when we sold it, we were actually representing the true property.
Right.
Which is really important.
That is.
Okay. So the second issue I kind of want to talk, well, that is the second issue, is that survey. So have that survey if you aren't sure. And if you pull in or you have any work done on your property and it might change something, make sure that you have it surveyed. I know that when I first got into my home, one of the first things I did was had it surveyed. And it cost me, I think, about $600 to have it surveyed. But at least I knew where my property lines were, so I did put a fence up. It was important to do.
Right, right. Absolutely it is.
But one of the things I want the listeners here on this show to know is that I offer free reports. And this report, this topic that I'm addressing today, you can get a copy of this free report by going to a website, and that's rickhasbuyers.com. And you can go on there and collect a whole bunch of different reports. And
it's
for
not
free.
And it's not just that one. It's also Rick Has Sellers.
Rick Has Sellers as well. And that's specifically for sellers because it really gives you a lot of information. And so I want people to know that's there for them because I want people to understand and have this information accessible to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they get it for free with no obligation.
Absolutely.
Be a man.
There it is.
And so one last thing I want to talk about again is Rick's Picks.
Yes.
Yes.
Rick's Picks. I loved this segment last week. All right. Let's get on it. Let's tell them what we got here in the market.
Okay. So some of the hot topics, I mean, some of the hot homes on the market, 9235 Rising Moon Drive. Okay. That's in Reno. Four-bedroom, two-bath home, two-car garage, 1844 square feet, built in 2003. Asking price of $275, offering $10,000 credit to
$275?
I said $275. I meant to say $475.
Wow,
excuse me. Now, that's a hot deal. That's a hot deal.
I was going to say, man, I don't even think you can find a mobile home in Reno for $275
anymore.
Boy.
Yeah. And then I've got one here in Gardnerville, 1424 Sugar Maple, four-bedroom, two-bath, one, two-and-a-half bath, two-car garage, two-story, 2082 square feet, asking price of $550. Again, offering $10,000 to the buyer as credit.
Closing costs, new Absolutely. Furniture, repairs. It's all right there.
Paint. Carpet,
yeah.
New carpet.
Yeah, all those things that you just can't get past because the house has nice bones.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, as we watch House Hunters Internet, it blows my mind when people are like, I don't like the paint. I'm not going to buy the house. It's like, dude, that's the cheapest thing you can do on the house is the bones good. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Rick.
Thank all you. Right. It's a pleasure being here today, and hope everybody has a great day.
All right, rickhasbuyers.com. We are going to be right back. We're going to be talking
yoga.
Yes, wellness yoga in the park. It's happening each and every Monday in Carson City. And stick with us. It's going to be next right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Laura Zander from Jimmy Bean's World brought us all these donuts, and the yoga ladies are looking at them. It's because donuts and yoga don't mix, do they?
I don't know. They don't, but I guess the more you do yoga, the more donuts you could eat.
There's a lot of truth to that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's so much truth to that. And, I mean, you could also shape yourself like a donut, kind of, essentially, after doing some yoga. but that being said, we have Regina and Samantha in here with us this morning, live on 99.1 FM Talk at Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3, to talk about wellness yoga at the John Mathis Park?
John Mankins.
Mankins. There yes. We go. I just want to make sure I say that right. And it's each and every Monday in Carson City. Monday evening, right?
Monday evening at 5:30 p.m. Yes.
All right. Well, tell us about this. So I've never gone to this. And someone that maybe is listening on the other side hasn't gone to this. What's the experience like? You show up. What happens?
Basically, yeah, it's free to the public. So we just ask that you show up to the park. We provided yoga mats. But if people prefer to bring their own, then that's fantastic. We started this with the pain management grant that we got for our nonprofit coalition. And so it works on pain management skills and alternative forms of pain management to make sure that people either stay off of opioids or don't begin using opioids.
How have you seen yoga change people's lives?
We see a lot of people that they find it very positive because not only are they able to take free yoga classes where a lot of other places might charge a lot for yoga classes. People get to get out into the community and network with other people who share the same qualities as them. And we've had a lot of great feedback and data saying that it's actually helped people either stay off opioids or that it's helped with their pain management.
CJ would go, come on, inner peace. I don't have all day.
Well,
it's for some people, right? Or is it for all people?
I think yoga is for everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, yoga is for, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter if you're male or female, yoga benefits everyone in a lot of different ways.
How did you two really become devotees of this practice?
It's just such a positive thing to do, and we're so
I mean,
happy
personally,
to.
How did it, what fascinated you most in the beginning about it?
Well, I think a lot of the stuff, too, is learning about different forms of alternative pain management. And then we have a huge community of people that enjoy yoga classes, but sometimes they just don't have the flexibility to pay for them, or they don't have the flexibility to attend it, which is really nice why it's after work in the hours that everyone can join, whether it be families or people just getting off work.
Well, if someone wants to go and partake in this, where in the park is it exactly happening?
That is a great question.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have a website people can go to that kind of give some information? How about that?
Yes. You can visit pcccarson.org.
Okay.
That's pcccarson.org. All the information is on there. And I believe it's a fairly small park, so you can't really miss it. There's a big grass area, and you'll see all the yoga mats and the instructor there. So it's pretty hard to miss.
It's a can't-miss situation, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Listen, I pray, and I meditate, and I drink green tea, and I burn candles, and I still want to smack somebody.
Well, maybe try our yoga classes.
I need to attend.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been Regina and Samantha.
Actually,
here.
I'm more Jägermeister than yoga master.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
To each their own.
All right, go and check them out. It's each and every Monday, Yoga in the Park.